5 games in, 2-3. Sure, you'd like to have a few more wins, no question about it. But first of all, having fun, getting back in the swing of a full football season. I bet you're having a ball, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, I'm having a great time. I'm having way more fun than I did last year, actually getting to play this year, so...
Yep, I know we have talked about it at times. It wasn't fun. You could practice and things like that, but just not being involved in game plan and stuff like that just was a bummer, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was really tough for me last year, just having to run scout team the whole year when I knew I could have contributed to the team. But it's over with now, and now I get to contribute, so that's good.
Boy, you look at the games through the first 5 games, Eli. I mean, the game against Briar Cliff could have went either way. Even this past game against Morningside, gosh, you out-yarded him and everything and lost by 10. So, very well, those two games could have been W's for you.
Oh, for sure. We definitely have a good squad this year, and we are just starting to get into a groove of things with our offense and defense, so I think that we're definitely a team that can win a lot of games this year.
Being part of that defense, I mean, there's been some games you gave up some points, and then some games, you have a shutout against Waldorf, so it's been kind of going both ways. You've had some good games and bad games.
For sure, and I wouldn't even say we necessarily had bad games. Like, our run defense is as good as anybody in the GPAC is, so I am very pleased with how our defense is playing, and it's just overall as a team, we're starting to figure it out.
How about your playing time and where you're at right now? Pretty happy of how it's going right now for you?
Yeah, so right now I'm not starting currently, but I am one of the first guys rotating in on the defensive line, so I'm playing a bunch of snaps every game, but I'm having a blast with it.
I'm sure this defense has got some really good players. Defensive front, your linebackers, corners. Who are some of the guys that you kind of look up to and really play well for you?
Yep. Our D-line, I would say, is probably one of the strongest points of our defense, in my opinion. I might be a little biased playing for it, but our main goal is that we would like to have a lot of quarterback pressures and try to hold each team to under 100 yards rushing, and out of all of our games, we've done that 3 times so far, so that's our goal every week.
So which of the 5 games so far, which team's been the best? I guess which offense, as a defense facing offense, who's had the best offense so far?
I would say, without a doubt, Morningside this past week. Their offense is always very good. They can score in about 2 minutes if they need to, or they can take a long drive if they want. It's just kind of pick their poison, whatever they want to do.
I mean, a loss is a loss, but we're in some ways kind of a moral victory a little bit with the coaches. You know, yeah, we lost. We're bummed about that, but still 41-31, we were in striking range of them.
For sure. I think that's definitely like the boost of confidence that we needed, that we know we can compete with anybody, and that we have that if we play good, that we can beat anybody. So with Morningside being who they are and how good they've been in the recent history, this is their closest game this year that they've won. They've won every other game they played by like 15, 20 points, and we only got beat by 10. So I think we're definitely going in the right direction.
How is the crowd? Do you have a pretty large one for this one at your place?
Oh, yeah, we did. It was actually homecoming, so there was a lot of festivities going on, so there's a lot of people there.
Kicked off the season, that Doan Hastings, that's kind of a, you know, every game is important to the conference, but the Hastings and Doan seems like it's always kind of a rivalry. That was a nice win at their place to kick off the season, wasn't it?
It was actually a night game, so that made it even more fun for all the players, that we don't really get many night games, so that's what made that fun for us.
Yeah, you get the high school years, you have those 7 o'clock kickoffs on a Friday, and then the college kind of switches up and you got more day games. But I'm sure everybody would they agree, night games are a lot better.
Oh, for sure. But what they tell us why we don't have any night games is because for travel purposes, mm-hmm. That's way harder for them to schedule night games if it's not, you know, an hour away.
Eli, you've got some big games coming up this weekend with Northwestern. That's a road game, and I'm sure, let's get back on track. If we play like we did against Morningstar against Northwestern, the odds of picking up a pretty good win are pretty good?
For sure. I think that if we play like we did again, we definitely have a really good chance to win.
And 2-3, I mean, you could get on a roll. You could still, I'm not for sure when it comes to playoffs and stuff like that. I mean, because you got to have a pretty good record and everything. The coaches probably aren't worried about that right now. But if you get on a run here, October, early November, who knows? Some things could happen.
For for sure. I think that in order to make playoffs, in order to get in automatically, you have to win your conference. And if you don't win your conference, then there's so many wild cards that you can get if you don't have any losses. So we about have to run the table and win out to make playoffs.
Been staying pretty healthy? Been A-okay this year?
Yeah, I haven't had any major injuries, so that's always a plus.
How about as far as a team? Has the team as a whole stayed pretty healthy this year?
Yeah, for the most part. We've had one big injury that our quarterback got hurt against Briarcliff, and we'll be out for the season. But other than that, I think that we stayed relatively healthy.
Can you believe you got some Hastings High kids that you knew all about, in high school, and now you're playing your teammates with them now?
Yep, it's kind of crazy that he brings it up as much as he can, but we got the last laugh last year in the playoffs, so I bring that up too. So
they just got to bring it up. They just won't let it rest, will they?
No, I don't think they'll ever let it rest. So
are there any other guys in your team as far as from teams you played against in the past you got to know and knew about? Are there anybody else on that team like that?
There's a handful of kids. There's a couple of kids from Broken Bow that I played like my senior year. There's a couple North Platte kids that I never played in high school, but it's close to McCook. But other than that, I don't really think so.
They're all important from here on out. But any of the remaining games you're really looking forward to? Just anyone really stand out?
I would say probably Dort. Dort is always a team that's really, really tough. They like to pack the box and run the ball down your throat, so that'll be a good test for our defensive line.
And that's coming up the 1st of November. So do you feel like it's been a fast season? Do you feel like, hey, we just started, and now we're halfway through the season. Where is it going?
Oh, yeah, it's crazy how fast time's going. Before we know it, it's going to be Thanksgiving already.
No question. Studies going good? Classes juggling? Football athletics going pretty good?
Yeah, it's going really good. So we don't do like a traditional semester system like most schools do. We have 2 8-week blocks in the semester, and you take 2 classes at a time instead of 5. So our first block is actually over the beginning of next week, so it's going really quick for us.
I think you mentioned that before, the different kind of block schedules. I don't know if a lot of colleges do it. It's just kind of something unique Hastings does.
As far as I know, I don't think a lot of schools do it, but ever since Hastings switched over to it, apparently their academics have gone, like their grades is like for student athletes has gone way through the roof, just because they don't have to worry about a lot of classes at once. They can just juggle 2 classes instead of 5.
Sounds like something they tested, and it tested right, where they'd say, hey, we're gonna keep it and keep it going.
For sure. I'm not sure I could go back to a normal semester system. I like having the blocks.
I was going to say, once you get used to it and it's really fun, I mean, it's like, no way, I want to keep it the way it is.
For sure.
Do you keep tabs on the Bison any? I don't know if you had it. You're busy. I get it with college and football and everything like that, but try to keep tabs when you can?
I have been a little bit. I watch games whenever I have a chance, but I haven't been able to watch many.
Understandable. I know mom and dad are making it out, and they're trying to go to as many games as they can, aren't they?
Yep, they are. They haven't missed a game yet, so that's good.